Konnichiwa from BA. This is a Rorschach Japan update from the 15th of May 2025. A quick summary of what's going down in Japan. In an update to a story from last week's show, Yoshitaka Toda, the man who stabbed a university student at a Tokyo station on Wednesday the 7th, revealed his motive behind the attack. Despite refusing to say anything to the police at first, the next day he said that he had attacked the student because he wanted to protest parents' obsession with education. Toda said he targeted a place near the University of Tokyo, one of the best universities in Japan, and also one of the hardest to get into because of its high testing standards, to link the act to academic stress. The victim, a 20-year-old student, was seriously injured but survived. Toda admitted he chose a victim randomly and didn't care if he lived or died. Police charged him with attempt murder and a weapons violation. Speaking of crimes, police in Misato City, Saitama Prefecture, Eastern Japan, are searching for the driver of an SUV that hit a group of elementary school children on Wednesday the 14th, seriously injuring 4 sixth-grade boys. Dash cam footage showed two men briefly checking on the victims before fleeing. Surveillance cameras also recorded the SUV leaving the scene. It attracted quite a bit of attention online, perhaps because this incident resembles another from a few weeks ago. Recall from a previous show that a man plowed into a group of school children with his car, saying that he was angry at the world and wanted to take it out on someone. However, in the present case, most commenting on social media speculated that the drivers were simply not paying attention to the road. In imperial news, Emperor Emeritus Akihito returned home from a Tokyo hospital on Saturday the 10th after being hospitalized last week on Tuesday the 6th. Tests confirmed he had asymptomatic myocardial ischemia, which means that even though he suffers from a condition that reduces blood flow to the heart, he doesn't have any typical symptoms like arm pain, shortness of breath, and fatigue. The Imperial Household Agency said that he will be taking medication but shouldn't have any issues with daily activities. In more imperial news, Princess Aiko visited the World Expo in Osaka to learn about global cultures and international aid efforts. During her two-day visit, which started on Thursday the 8th, she toured various pavilions, including the International Red Cross and Red Crescent Pavilion, where she said the organization's displays showcased their humanitarian work and their desire to help with global conflicts and disasters. She also visited the Singapore Pavilion, where Singapore's ambassador acted as her guide. In business, Japan's six major automakers will likely have a combined operating profit loss of over 2 trillion yen, which is almost $14 billion, by March 2026, largely due to new US tariffs. Honda projects up to 650 billion yen in losses, around $4.5 million, while Toyota anticipates a drop of 1 trillion yen, about $12 billion. Even Suzuki, which doesn't sell cars in the US, expects a 40 billion yen hit, which is $270,000, because of the ripple effect the tariffs will have on the global economy. Companies are planning to change their strategies, such as shifting production or exports, to try and lessen the impact of the tariffs. The broader impact could hurt auto parts suppliers and even cool down Japan's economy. On a related note, Ryosei Akasawa, Japan's designated trade negotiator, will fly to the US for the third time in the span of 2 months to continue tariff talks. The exact dates haven't been decided yet, and Japan still hasn't been able to lower the proposed tariff rate of 24%. The tariffs will start in July if the trade talks are not successful. That's not the only business news. Aeon, a retail giant, announced on Tuesday the 13th that it will start selling US-grown Kalrose rice in Japan from the 6th of June in light of domestic rice shortages. The imported rice will cost about 10% less than Japanese rice. Sales will continue until autumn, when local rice becomes available. Aeon plans to import 14,000 tons of rice, paying required tariffs. While Aeon plans to sell U.S. rice, a supermarket in Nagasaki has already started selling Taiwanese rice, which is slightly cheaper than domestic rice. The agriculture minister said that Japan should be careful about relying too much on rice imports from overseas, since rice is a huge staple food in the country. He worried that this trend might hurt Japan's future. Shifting gears, Kyoto Police in western Japan sent papers to prosecutors for two of their police officers who were secretly spying on women's restrooms. One officer in his 20s placed a camera in a restroom in Nakagyo Police Station, while another in his 40s used a smartphone at Shimogamo Police Station from January to April. Both confessed to the crime. A T-4 Air Self-Defense Force training aircraft crashed on Wednesday the 14th after taking off from Komaki Air Base in central Japan. It disappeared from radar near Inuyama City, Aichi Prefecture, and someone reported to the local fire department that they saw an object resembling an aircraft crashing into a nearby lake. As of Thursday the 15th, the Self-Defense Force found parts of a plane, a helmet, and a few other items in the lake. The force said the plane didn't have anything odd in its pre-flight checks and the weather was fine, so no one knows why it crashed. The plane had two people on board, but they did not send out any calls for help before the crash. They are still missing. Speaking of military matters, workers at a construction site in Hiroshima Prefecture, western Japan, found a suspected World War II-era unexploded bomb on Tuesday the 13th. The construction site was at Hiroshima University's Kasumi campus, which had military armories during the war, though it's unclear if the bomb is a leftover from that. Hiroshima police are currently investigating it. The suspected bomb is about 90 centimeters or 3 feet long and 25 centimeters or 10 inches in diameter. Police have closed off the area since there is a risk it could explode and called in the Ground Self-Defense Force for support. The university canceled all afternoon classes for the day after the bomb was found in the morning. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba congratulated Pope Leo XIV on his election, saying he hoped that Japan and the Vatican could have a good relationship. Atomic bomb survivors welcomed the first American-born pope and urged him to visit Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The Japanese government may send Taro Aso, a former prime minister and a Catholic, to the pope's inaugural mass on the 18th of May. A bomb survivor said that it would be very symbolic if a U.S.-born pope called for nuclear disarmament. This would also follow in the footsteps of Pope Francis, who visited the bombed cities in 2019. And to wrap up this edition, Sanja Matsuri, one of the biggest annual festivals in Tokyo, will start on Friday the 16th, lasting for 3 days until Sunday the 18th. It will take place at Sensoji Temple Grounds, and over its 3-day period, it might draw as many as 2 million people. The festival's main feature is the 100 portable shrines, or mikoshi, created by local neighborhoods and carried around for all to see. There will also be food stalls, a parade, and a competition for the right to carry the temple's 3 holy portable shrines. The event is free to attend and is a short walk from Asakusa Station. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Don't worry, it's free. Help us grow and keep the updates coming. Mata ne!